Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Chaplain Ron. He is the National Volunteer Coordinator for Canines for Christ. It's kind of interesting. We got this email from someone asking about if they could, you know, talk a little bit on the radio. And it was interesting because Ron is all the way out in Tennessee. So it's going to be over the phone. And my initial thought was, well, it's Community Matters. And, you know, as much as I would love to highlight every ministry in the world, you know, it really needs to be focused for here. And the more I thought about it, I didn't realize that the way they're set up is it really can be anywhere. So I'm kind of excited to dive into this and let you all know about it, because this is so cool. I just think this is interesting and different. It's definitely a different way to get out into the community and minister to people. So
this is the first time we've had you on the show, and I was wondering if you could kind of talk a little bit about what Canines for Christ is and also how you got to be involved with them.
Sure, no problem. Canines for Christ is what we call a ministry of presence. We use our therapy dogs to share God's unconditional love through Christ. And Canines for Christ was started back in late 2007-08 by a guy by the name of Chaplain Larry Randolph out of Tampa, Florida. He was in church like a lot of us are on Sunday morning, and God prompted him to start a therapy dog ministry. And he said, God, I don't even have a dog. The Lord said, I didn't ask you all that. I asked you to start a ministry. And so Larry went out and borrowed his sister's dog. Him and his wife Susan went out to borrow his sister's dog, and they started the ministry. Now, fast forward 12 years, Canines for Christ now has over 900 volunteers in 33 states, 5 foreign countries, and 1,000-plus therapy dogs sharing Jesus with others.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So how did you come to be involved with them?
Well, actually, it was back in 2011, 2012, my wife and I had to put our Gabby to sleep because of kidney failure. That was our other dog. And we got a dog named Molly. Molly was left out in 18-degree weather, really, to die with her mom. And somebody found them all, and the mom and brothers were adopted up in New York. And we got Molly from a foster home, and we thought that she would be a good dog to visit my wife's mother-in-law, who was in a nursing facility at the time, now is in hospice, up in Kansas City, Missouri. But as we started looking at Molly and training her, we realized that Molly had much more potential than that. So we took her through Petco PetSmart obedience training, and then at 2 years old, I decided to have her as a therapy dog. And I just went online and said, using a dog for Christ, and Canines for Christ popped up. I contacted them, became a member, and that was in 2012. And now Molly has over 3,500 visits as she goes out and shares Christ with others.
Oh, that's cool. Walk me through that. Like, what do you guys do? What places do you visit? How do you do it?
Across the country, and especially Molly, we go to nursing homes, assisted living facilities. We have a national partnership with the Hope Lodge, which is part of the American Cancer Society, so we go there. And over the last 3 to 4 years, we started really reaching out to our law enforcement personnel, our first responders, and our 911 dispatchers. As far as our dogs visiting, especially when there's a crisis that has happened, our dogs will go in there and basically provide comfort to those that are really hurting. If they've lost an officer in the line of duty, tragically, when there's been a suicide, we're able to go in and be able to help them with the ministry of presence. And I always like to call it a vocabulary of silence. We just go in and allow our dogs to be the dogs and allow Christ to work through the Holy Spirit.
Mm. That's incredible. So, and you had just mentioned too about going to a school with Molly. So how did that go?
Yeah, that went really well. Molly and I, we personally visit about 5 to 6 Nashville, Tennessee public schools. We have a lot of our volunteers that visit schools across the United States. And we go in and we work a lot with the students with the reading programs. The students will want to practice on their reading, so they'll read to the dog because the dog will always listen. And, you know, they just read. It's called the Study Buddy Program. And then we also go in with trauma response. God forbid that there's a school shooting, we'll go in and have the dogs deployed at that. We were deployed last year in Parkland, Molly personally went to Benton County, Kentucky, which is part of the Marshall High School shooting. And also we went to Santa Fe, Texas, when they had that school shooting there.
Okay. So, you know, as far as like how people can kind of get involved with that, because I mean, you know, you said you got all kinds of people that are doing this and, you know, all the various states. So like if you know, my family would want to, you know, get their dog registered to be a therapy dog and get involved with this, how could I do that?
What would you do is go first to the website, which is www.k9forchrist.org. That's www.k9forchrist.org. And there is a place to get involved, and they would fill out the application process. And we just want to make sure the dog is good with people, with children, and has absolutely never bitten anybody. And then we have their vet sign off on the dog. But that's explained all on the website, and they just go and fill that out. If they've got a puppy, it's not required, but we encourage them to take them through Petco PetSmart obedience training because that can teach them the basic commands. And then when they become one and a half to two, we will certify the dog as a therapy dog, and we also put $1 million liability insurance on every single one of our dogs. Never had to use it, but it's always good to have. And so we do that, and then they're ready to go, and we just encourage them to go out and start visiting people. We'll give them suggestions. They'll have a training manual with them, but we just encourage them to pray, God, what do you want me to do, and go out and do it. I love what Henry Blackaby of Experiencing God said once. He said, get involved with what God is already doing and join him in that process. So we just encourage people to join us in the process of winning people to Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And now, you know, by going out with Molly and things like that, like what's kind of been your experience? Like how have you seen God move through the people that you guys get to visit?
It's been good. I can share one with Molly, which is wonderful. We had a lady that was bedridden once about 4 years ago, and I said, oh, I wish Molly could say hi to me. And we don't encourage the dog to jump into the bed because it could obviously hurt the patient. Mm. But Molly did it without me being able to stop her. She jumped into the empty part of the bed and just crawled up to the lady and started licking her on the face. So that was an amazing time. We have another story of a lady in Tampa, Florida, it was a cancer place, a hospice, and she had stage 4 cancer. They didn't really expect her to live, and we always have a business card with the dog's picture on the front, and on the back is John 3:16 and the sinner's prayer. The lady took the card, and a week later ran up to the volunteer and said, I've just signed this card and trusted Christ alone to save me. And within a month, she was with the Savior she had trusted.
Mm.
So that's really sobering when you think of that.
Oh, yeah. And you know, when you guys think about, like, the impact that you make, you know, what are some ways that you guys kind of expect to be making an even greater impact with things that you guys are wanting to do this year?
Yeah, we just are hoping to get more volunteers, especially up in the Virginia area. We do have several in Virginia across the state, but we can always use more. And we've dealt with some situations in the Fredericksburg area over the last 4 to 5 years. They have had a couple of officers that have gone down the line of duty, and so we've been able to work with some of our volunteers to be able to reach out to that. To those first responders there in that area. And we just encourage people to get involved with this, especially pray about it, see what God wants you to do, pray for our ministry. But most importantly, if you have a dog and you realize there's something I want to do for the Lord, I really want to do it. We have people from the ages of as young as 16 who get their parents' permission to go out and do things, to as old as we have a couple that's the dad is 92 years old and just got saved a few years ago. And he now takes his dog out. He said, I want to shine for Jesus. And he goes out and witnesses with his dog. So it's kind of cool.
That's incredible. So, why? Because I remember when I saw I believe you had sent an email to us. And when I saw the email first come through about Canines for Christ, I was like, that's actually really, really cool. And it's all like, it's really, really different. Like, you don't hear about that, you know,
anywhere. You don't. Really don't. I mean, you're just, it's a very unique ministry that God allowed Larry to start. I love what Larry's just a normal, was a common businessman that God used for extraordinary purposes. So, you know. It's just obeying God and deciding to use our pets people says, well, can I use cats? And I want to say, absolutely you can, but we don't have Cats for Christ. So, you know, we tell them that. And the Veterinarian Association says that when a cat or dog licks you, a happy chemical actually goes through your body. So, so it's kind of neat to be able to use our animals for God's glory, you know, and everything like that. And, that's what we decided to do, and God has obviously chosen to bless it.
Yeah. And, you know, for reasons other than being licked by animals, you know, you know, why is this ministry so effective?
I think it's effective because people love animals. Mostly, I think that the statistic says 75% to 80% of the American population have an animal, you know, instead of a dog or a cat or something like that. So, you know, it's as prevalent as people being on the internet, you know, instead of people having animals. And so, I think it's effective because people do love animals, and God has chosen to use his creation. It says in the book of Proverbs, how I treat my beast or my animal is what my character is. So God takes it very, very seriously. And so as God takes it seriously, we need to take it seriously and use it for a chance to have as a tool. And they're only a tool for the proclamation of the gospel.
Yeah. So now when you think about, you know, where you and Molly go out and help people and minister to them, you know, is there anyone that kind of comes to your mind of that person was really special that God was able to, you know, bring us together like that?
Yeah, I think it was. There's this one story that we have about a man that was, again, in the Florida area, was in hospice. He was a strong believer, knew the Lord, but he had slipped into a coma, just ready to go be with Jesus. And Gracie, which is now Larry's dog, Gracie and Sadie, Gracie went in there and all of a sudden stopped and just stared into the sky for about a minute and then slowly walked over to the man and laid down beside him until he went to be with the Lord.
Oh, wow. And,
I don't know what the dog saw. I'm not gonna get into a theological hill on this one, you know, or anything, but the dog obviously saw something, and God used that dog to escort that man into the presence of God. So that's a very, very special story that we love to use, we love to share with people, and that just happened probably 2 to 3 years ago. Mm. So,
and I love that that gets to be a part of your ministry as well, that it's, you know, even though we really can't see what's really going on, you know, the animal sees, you know, I mean, like my wife and I have a cat.
And I, you know, whether God pulls back the veil or something, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask him that in heaven. But, you know, the thing about it, God obviously did something to comfort that person as he was being escorted into the presence of God.
Yeah. Yeah, and while, you know, like my wife and I have a cat, and while, you know, the cat staring into random corners and seeing things that we can't see isn't always like a comforting situation, I imagine that, you know, in this scenario where you guys are able to go in and minister with that mission of we're going to help you and be there for you.
Well, you know, probably sharing the ministry with your wife, she goes, this is kind of a neat ministry.
Yeah. So, you know, do you guys have any ways that, you got, you know, you get out into, I mean, other than what obviously you guys do, but where you go out into the community and kind of let people know who you are and how they can get involved.
Yeah, we do. We go to church events. We go to conferences. I'm going to have Molly downtown in the next couple of weeks. You know, Nashville has the big NFL draft here, you know, and everything like that. And so we're going to go on downtown and just kind of mingle with people and see what God does. And that's what I encourage our people to do, is just to mingle with individuals. In Aurora, Illinois, if you remember when they had that massive shooting that killed those people there up there, we had a lady that went to the vigil, and she was able to use her dog for God's glory to comfort people and everything. So we just encourage our volunteers to get involved in stuff like that. Obviously, in the church they're going to, because they have that relationship with the people and the pastor, and we just encourage them to get involved. We do several mission conferences a year, and we just encourage people, hey, if you do want us to come in, you know, contact the home office, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to shift gears just a little bit and talk a little bit about the volunteers, because you are the National Volunteer Coordinator. So, like, because God never does things halfway, and you minister to somebody, and you get ministered to as well. So you, as the human, what's been your take on this whole thing? Like, how have you kind of seen that outpouring come back onto you some?
Oh, it has been just wonderful, the encouraging thing to... You know, people ask me sometime what I do during the day sometime, and I'm, you know, retired military, so I'm able to do this full time. I tell people sometimes I look for a crisis to happen, you know, and then when they do, I go in and I pursue that in a biblical worldview. And it's just been encouraging to see all the volunteers get involved that they're saying, here am I, send me. And just as Isaiah said, you know, and they're just saying, I want to be used for God, for his glory. I've had so many volunteers write us and write the home office and say, I used to be timid to witness for Jesus. Now I go out and let my dog do it, and my dog's got me bolder, you know, to witness for the Lord. So, you know, people have just said, I've come out of my shell now. I'm witnessing for the Lord because if my dog can do it, I can do it, you know,
yeah.
Everything. And so the conversation just leads right into the gospel when we have that little dog out there doing his ministry, his or her ministry, you know.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I just find it amazing that you guys are able to use this as an avenue just to go,
yes,
just to be there for people.
Well, it obviously was a God thing, and little did we realize, I mean, Larry and Susan were starting it just kind of as a hobby. They were just obeying God, you know. And then sometime when you just obey God, God takes over from there and decides to make it worldwide. And our God is very used to doing things like that.
So, oh, yeah. And you know, and because you're in Tennessee, and, you know, when you kind of contacted me, I was like, well, is this going to work with our audience because we're so far away from Tennessee? But this is something that anybody can do. It's not just limited to where
That's
you guys
what I mean.
Are located.
We got volunteers all over the place, and I try to make that real clear because I've had several radio stations where I mean, say, does this affect our local area? And I said, well, if it don't now, it can. You know, and they go, you know, you're absolutely right. And once they stop and think about it, then it really does affect them. And they said, yes, we can incorporate this. I've you know, the Lord has blessed probably as of this radio station, the Lord's allowed me to do 25 to 30 radio interviews in the last month. So it's been really good. The Lord's been good.
Yeah. And I've, you know, it's doing this show and working at the station has kind of is really opened my eyes to various ways of, you know, just getting the word out. And it's so interesting to me how it can be, you know, presenting somebody with the gospel is just as effective as showing up with your dog and just showing someone love, someone
just
who really needs
up
it in that moment.
Allowing the Holy Spirit to work. Sometimes, as I say, people need to go sometime, especially when they go into a crisis situation, you just deal with the vocabulary of silence and allow the Holy Spirit to do his sweet office work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So aside from you know, all of this, do you guys like partner with churches or different ministries that, you know, I mean, like with the volunteers and stuff like that? Because I know sometimes.
Oh, yes, we definitely partner. We partner a lot with Samaritan's Purse and also the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team. A lot of our volunteers have been trained like I have as a chaplain, and a lot of them go through the training of the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team to receive their certification as a chaplain. We have partnered with the Florida Baptist Convention down there when there has been some disaster relief programs that have gone on. And we'll partner with anybody of like precious faith. We partner with churches that want us to come in and set up a missions fair and everything like that. Yeah, so we're very trans and interdenominational. We try to really partner with people that believe the same message we do.
What's been, you know, like when you go to a situation where someone's in hospice or things like that, what's the family's response to all this?
The family's response has been positive. We don't have any problems. We try to be low-key sometime with our vets when we go into a public facility because of the HIPAA laws and different things like that. But we use it. We just basically ask God to give us spiritual wisdom and discernment. I encourage our volunteers across the country to use theological common sense and to just go in and allow the Holy Spirit to open the doors. Don't try to push one open. And the family's response has been absolutely fantastic. I can probably in the five to six years I've been involved, and in the years of the ministry, we may have been able to count on one hand of any complaints.
That's amazing. Okay, so you know, going along those lines, then what are some ways that our listeners can get involved with you guys? Whether it's through volunteering,
okay,
the partnering.
First thing
anything.
They can do is they can first pray for us. I've often heard it said that, you know, prayer. Prayer moves the heart of God, and God moves the universe. So I encourage people to pray for us. And the second thing they can do is go online in search of ways we are already involved with other people. And if they've got a pet or are getting a pet and said, I would really like to be involved, to go in and fill out the application process and get involved at www.k9forchrist.org. And then if they've got a church that wants us to come in, or they got people within their church that would love to be involved, we can get them involved through basically online. We sometimes don't even have to be there. We can get them involved if people have got a group that would go to the website and fill out applications. We would be glad to help them out.
Okay. So I got one final question for you, and I love to ask this question because it really gets to the heart of everything that we're talking about. And what it is when you think about everything that you and Molly do when you go out into the community and you minister to people, why is it so important to you?
It's important to us because a million years from now or 100 years from now, people are going to be somewhere for eternity. So we just encourage this opportunity to be able to share the love of Christ with others through the unconditional love of our canine, and to see people come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's our goal. And I believe that's God's goal. So that's what we want to see done. At the end of it all, we want to make sure that we are leading people to a relationship with Christ.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Enjoyed it. Wow.
Well, as he said, you can go online to k9forchrist.org. That's the letter K, the number 9, forchrist.org. And you can find out all about how you can get involved. If you have a dog and you'd like to be able to go out and minister to people in your community, you can find information on signing up there. And you can just find out all you need to know about how you can get involved and minister to people in just such a creative and fun way. So go online and check it out. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, @positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com, select resources in the top, and click on Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear once you get to that page. And I will include the link for Canines for Christ, so you don't have to remember that. It'll be right there for you. And then I'll also include the full show there as well for you to go back and listen to or share it, catch up on parts you missed, different things like that. So go online and check it out. Well, I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend. Stay safe on the roads and enjoy your weekend.